Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is our 200th podcast, Employee Advocacy, Part 2. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated Customer Service Manager, Brandon Manthe.
How to run an employee advocacy program. The best marketing comes from those who know your brand well and want to tell the world about it. Your employees, although not impartial, are most experienced with your brand. Those willing to display support of it are perfect candidates for employee advocates. Employee advocates use their personal social media profiles to share company information such as blog posts, news, special events, hiring announcements, and more to boost employer visibility and diffuse criticism. These employees, in turn, are viewed by their followers as thought leaders, a win for all. This podcast discusses how to determine readiness for an employee advocacy program, as well as tips for implementation. Let's get started. How do you know if your organization is ready to start an employee advocacy program? There are several factors. First, your leaders must be active on social media. Those who walk the talk set advocacy as a norm. Second, have a social media policy in place. Training mitigates risk. And third, some social media use is allowed on the clock as long as it relates to work. If your culture shows evidence of being ready, willing, and able to launch an employee advocacy program, here are 5 steps to get started. Number 1, nurture your culture. A great culture and socially active leaders are the foundation of a successful employee advocacy program. Employees won't share a mediocre workplace on their own personal social profiles. To grow your culture, give team members an opportunity to socialize with each other through team sports, hobby-based activities, and more, and recognize employees who work on building camaraderie. An internal social network also can be an inexpensive way to connect team members. Make work about more than a paycheck and benefits. Employees who are engaged are more likely to share company news. Advocacy is a form of engagement, and it perpetuates culture building. Number 2, train. Training starts with a social media policy. Let team members know what it means to represent your brand online. Set standards for polite behavior, how to reference products, and where to find answers to questions posed online. Be clear about when it's okay to use social media on company time. Identify risky situations and how to handle them, and spell out penalties for misuse. A written social media policy is the best way to mitigate social media risks. Be sure to emphasize to employees that they're helping current and future customers when they use their own social profiles for spreading the word about your brand. Consider the following training tips. First, make social training part of your onboarding process. Second, give examples of social postings that align with your company's core cultural values. Third, share the expectations and benefits of a program and how employee advocacy campaigns support business goals. And fourth, show how to use social tools, including best practices for audience engagement, on each social network. Beyond internal rules about social media use, your organization has legal rules to follow, too. The Federal Trade Commission says employees must share their relationship when they post about their employer. And employers are obligated to tell employees to share their relationship. What's more, employers must monitor employee compliance with broadcasting their relationship. The employment relationship must be clear. However, the FTC does not provide explicit wording for social posts. If an employee's post does not include a disclosure, the company should remind the employee of existing company policies and ask him or her to either remove the post or amend it to adequately disclose his or her relationship to the company. The FTC says that the company, not the employee, is responsible for what's posted on its behalf. Of course, confidential and proprietary information never should be shared by employee advocates. But it's best to make this explicit in your social media policy. Consult a legal advisor for organization-specific guidance. To ensure compliance with employee advocacy posts, employers should train team members on these legal rules, go over details during new hire orientation, remind them of expectations, share reminders about your employee hashtag and other disclosure language via internal communications, and monitor employee activity. Set up a social listening program. For example, Zappos encourages team members to share company info on their social media profiles. The company aggregates employee Twitter feeds, which it uses in recruiting, word-of-mouth marketing, and monitoring. When it comes to training, industries such as healthcare, financial services, and legal services may have unique compliance landmines that call for special care. Teach employee advocates how to identify red flags and what to do in these situations. Number 3, have goals. Generating awareness isn't a clear enough objective for employee advocacy campaigns. Get specific about the goals for reaching a target audience. Align campaigns with business goals and determine relevant metrics, for example, site traffic or lead generation, to track progress. Specific objectives can help direct advocates' social activity. Match internal company events, like a new product release or a hiring blitz, with a goal-driven advocacy program. For instance, if you want to earn a trending topic spot on Twitter, create a hashtag and organize team members to tweet with it. If you want to earn a share of voice, incentivize posting across several social platforms. If you're struggling with strategy, tie social activity to an inspiring goal. Focusing only on economic measurements can suck the humanity out of employee advocacy. Instead, reach for something big to fire up the troops, such as earning a specific number of fans or overtaking a competitor on a social platform. Team members will turn to a big goal as a touchstone. Number 4, make sharing easy. Advocates are doing your brand a favor. Give back to them by removing barriers to sharing. Here are some tips. First, have a library of pre-approved content for employees to share. Second, if possible, develop a one-click sharing system for social messages. And third, remove unnecessary steps. Even asking employees to copy and paste a URL could drive down participation. After you've made sharing easy, make content worth sharing. Not all brand content is created equal. New product features, promotions, and company updates could feel too salesy for employees to share on their own social channels. But market-level content, like thought leadership blog posts by the CEO, brand narrative news about acquisitions and growth milestones, could feel more genuine. If you suggest content for social sharing, broader interests usually is better. What else makes for great social fodder? Exceptional team members. Highlight passionate subject matter experts and team members who went the extra mile for a customer. When employee advocates share authentic stories, they show off your brand on a big stage and build internal culture. Not all social content should be about PR or serving customers. Posts that provide a peek into company culture show the world, including potential new hires, what it's like behind closed doors. Share employee participation in charitable activities, a day in the life at your company, or even break time ping pong tournament stats. Hootsuite, for example, sponsored a kids' computer coding camp that inspired 45% of employees to create a related social post and generated about 500,000 social impressions. Because social media is built for sharing human stories, more employees will be likely to amplify your message if the content is human interest. Finally, number 5, measure and refine. As you learn more about your employees, marketplace, and technology, shift your plan to best fit your goals. And feel empowered to change key performance indicators as your program evolves. These may include the number of employees participating in the program, the volume of posts, clicks, comments, and conversions, or the increase in your brand's reach and influence. Learn and optimize, and keep measuring your progress. As you report on a campaign, also take note of how you can improve social messages and advocates' participation incentives, if applicable, for the next mission. Make your progress public so team members can see for themselves how advocacy is working. And most important, remember this. When you let your employees speak for you, your culture and bottom line both grow.
Thanks for listening to part two of this three-part series on employee advocacy. If you're looking for more information about this topic, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.